wasn't me.
When the old lady said, and then the last provision I'm going to make.
Good evening, everyone. It is June 1st, 2022, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Following the flag salute, we'll observe a moment of silence to honor our first responders, our servicemen and women, and in honor of the memory of the Uvalde, Texas shooting. Please rise for the flag salute. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The minutes are tabled, so the first item will be public comment limited to agenda items only. Reminding people if they have comments on the capital ordinance, there'll be another public hearing following this public comment period, so those comments could be had in the next opening. Is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to comment on the agenda items. Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So that takes us to Ordinance 2022-07, a capital ordinance. This is money that was approved in this year's budget now being appropriated for various capital costs, the amount of $694,251 for a range of topics including road resurfacing, chip and seal program, a new boom mower for the DPW department, various improvements to buildings such as the municipal building, the DPW building, and firehouse number 2, acquisition of an SUV for use of the police department, and various fire department equipment, including a duty officer pickup truck, automatic stretcher, defibrillators. Tonight is the public hearing on the capital ordinance. Unless there's any discussion from the committee, is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make the motion to open the public hearing on the capital ordinance.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. If any member of the public would like to comment on the capital ordinance, I'm seeing none. Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And again, unless there's any discussion from the committee, is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2022-07?
I'll make the motion to adopt Ordinance number 2022-07.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then two resolutions. We have two resolutions tonight reappointing the tax assessor and the tax collector. For the public's information, this is really a statutory process. It's the same person continuing in both of the roles, but the state requires appointments. So the first is for the tax assessor. Our tax assessor who's here with us tonight, Eric J. Brandmeier. She was first appointed on December 20th, 2018 for a term ending June 30th, 2022. Resolution 64-2022 will reappoint her for a four-year statutory term from July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2026. Any discussion from the committee?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 64-2022, confirming the appointment of the tax assessor.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Sorry, roll call?
Abstain.
Okay. Yes?
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes. And we thank Ms. Brandmeier for her excellent service to the township. Next, we have Resolution 65-2022, confirming the appointment of the tax collector, Anne Marie Sylvia. She was appointed tax collector beginning June 17th, 2020, for the remainder of a term that ended December 31st, 2020. So we're a little bit late on this reappointment, but the resolution would appoint her somewhat retroactively for the term starting January 1st, 2021, for a term ending December 31st, 2024. Is there any discussion or a motion for Resolution 65, 2022?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 65, 2022, confirming the appointment of the tax collector.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And Resolution 66, 2022 puts in writing the discussion from the last meeting regarding the policies for standing committees to change the dates, times, or locations of their meetings. By this resolution, it would therefore be resolved that the standing committees would be required to inform the clerk with no less than 3 business day notifications so that the clerk would be able to get it posted, changes in time, date, or location posted to the township website with at least 2 days notice to inform the public of such changes. The standing committees are encouraged as soon as they know that there's a change made, though, to also inform the public and further resolve that the chairperson of any standing committee will confirm that the township's website has been updated, since no one else is in the position that the chairperson would be in to know that they should be changed. Any discussion from the committee?
So if someone should miss the 3-day window because it just happened to be an emergency a day before or something like that, what would be the outcome?
That the meeting would be canceled and they could reschedule a meeting 3 days after that. It's trying not to be too cumbersome, but it's to...
Okay, but it's not within the 3-day window. There's no repercussions to the volunteers.
If they cancel a meeting? No. There's no... No, that's... Okay. It just encourages the public to be able to attend when there is a meeting. Any other discussion or motion to adopt Resolution 66, 2022?
Resolution spelled wrong, but that's okay.
Oh, yes.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 66, 2022.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And to unfinished business, people may recall that we've been advertising for a DPW laborer. The DPW supervisor tells me that he'd be in a position to conduct interviews by the committee at our next meeting. So the proposal would be that we schedule a special meeting June 15th, starting, say, at 6:15 for the purpose of interviewing a DPW candidate.
Just one.
At this point, we expect one.
Is that enough time? That's what if we have
45 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't expect getting a second one, right?
Not at that meeting.
Okay.
That's my understanding. Is people available for an early start on June 15th?
Yep.
Yep.
So, is there a motion to schedule a special meeting for the purpose of DPW? A candidate interview on June 15th at 6:15 p.m.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then that takes us to the Forest Stewardship Plan, and we have members of the Environmental Open Space Commission. Several meetings ago, this was brought to us to authorize the Environmental Open Space Commission to go out and put together a statement of work, and that's now been done, so I turn it over to Nancy and Sharon. Please state your names, introduce yourself just for the record.
Nancy Lawler, 14 Simons Lane, member of the Environmental Open Space Commission.
Sharon Petzinger, 320 Dogwood Drive, member of Lebanon Township Environmental Open Space Commission. So we,
thank you.
Hello. Last meeting, or maybe a month ago now, we brought up to the committee the opportunity to get a grant from the Highlands Council to create a master forest stewardship plan for Lebanon Township's forests.
The publicly owned forests.
Yes, publicly owned forests. Thank you. Since then, Nancy, Adam Duckworth, and I are on the subcommittee on the Environmental Open Space Commission working on this. And so since then, we retained a volunteer forester to help us draft the scope of work for what that would entail and what the budget would be. Now, at that time, we thought that the cap for the grant was $28,000. And for that amount of money, we can get the a draft municipal-wide forest stewardship plan for all of our publicly owned forest properties. But it would not give us a forest stewardship plan that can be implemented, because that has to be a separate plan under a contiguous property, and that's a state regulation. And so that would cost extra money. Nancy went back and forth with Highlands Council staff, and they agreed to fund the entire thing, the $28,000 plus the $8,200 it would cost to create the forest stewardship plan, but do so under an existing plan conformance grant that we have with the Highlands Council. And so with that, we don't need Highlands Council approval. All we need is the endorsement, an email signed by the mayor or by the township administrator requesting these funds for this purpose. And we're happy to answer any questions you have about that.
So all the money's strictly coming from the grant from the Highlands?
Yes.
The money is already allocated.
It's there.
If I recall on our balance sheet, $139,000 is the Highlands grant that we show. So this would come out of that.
And I don't know how much we've already spent on that.
Well, that's as of December 31st.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So this would come out of that, too.
Yeah, was a lot of that money spent on trying to get our plans in conformance to the Highlands Regional Master Plan?
Over the past years.
That's what it was established for to begin with.
Yep. And I think it paid for our stormwater management grant and things like that, so it's in place.
Well, I think this is a fantastic idea, because you have to manage your forests. You can't let them go idle, because the problem is you had that in California. That's why you had so many forest fires and all the wildfires, because they restricted what people could do, and active forest management went by the board.
So just so I understand, are you asking tonight for us to approve awarding contracts to a forester, or just to get the funds allocated from the Highlands Council?
What we're requesting tonight specifically is the approval of the committee to have the mayor or the township administrator send a request for funding from the Highlands Council, upon which we would then retain the funds of a forester and such. So I don't know what order you want to take that in, but at least right now we just need your endorsement and for somebody to send a letter to the Highlands Council.
Okay, that's so then you've already got quotes and things from the forester. You'll come back to ask us to approve the actual forester engagement.
That's what's in here.
But that's what I'm asking. Are we voting on engaging the forester, or are we just voting on the funds?
It sounds to me like we're doing the first one.
We're just doing
we're
the endorsement.
Confirm that
fund.
The funding,
yeah.
It's spoken for, so to speak, but we're mechanically securing it and then proceeding to contract.
So you'll come back when you're ready for the contract?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, okay. I guess it would be a separate thing to retain the forester and hire that person.
Okay. That's why I just wanted to make sure we're all...
You can vote on it all now if you want to, but one thing.
But we don't actually have the contract. That's why I just wanted to make sure.
No, we just have the scope of work.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my understanding is, once you say yes, this is what we're going to use the funding for, a letter has to go to the Highlands Council saying you approve, and then they can say yes, go ahead. Do the next part.
And that's the form letter on the front of what we have here. So I don't know if everyone else wants to ask these questions right now, but would you like to go over a little bit the scope of work that's coming, that will be coming when we retain a forester? And I think it's interesting to, if you can tell us what the benefits are to our open space, but also what we'll be required to do, if anything. You know, you can imagine some people think that means we're going to be cutting lumber on our forests, and some people think that means we're going to be required to plant trees, and what are we going to be required to do by starting down this road?
Okay. So the scope of work will essentially be finalized. I think that will that should accompany the letter requesting information or requesting the funding. And so that's here. The Highlands Council staff already looked at it. They like it. They're good with it. So I don't see anything in the scope of work changing per se. The benefit of this is really to get information. So we're paying for, or the grant will pay for, a forest inventory on all of our forested properties that are municipally owned. And so that will tell us the state of our forests. Are they healthy? Are they, you know, how are they doing? Do we have invasive species problems? Yes, we do. This will help quantify that. Do we have overabundant deer issues that are impacting the forest? Yes, we do. This will help quantify that. And we'll also have a plan on how we deal with it, on what we can do, what feasible options that we can do. Having a plan does not mandate that we do anything. There's no penalty if we do nothing. Having a municipal forest plan doesn't obligate us to do anything at all, because we can't, at this point, implement that because it's a because they're non-contiguous properties. We have to have a separate plan at this point for each forested property in order to implement that plan, and that's DEP rules. So what this will do is give us a plan ahead on what we should do, what we can do to help our forests be better, to help control those invasives, and to do those, you know, assess the deer and come up with more creative ways, I guess, to deal with them.
And it'll help us prioritize. Yes. You know, I think that's really the purpose of any plan, is to help you prioritize and, you know, and identify what resources you might need in the future to do the work.
And our goals.
Right.
This is really also a way to look at the data, look at the state of our forests, and say, what do we want to do with our forests?
Will it tell us what to do with replacing ash trees?
If they need to be replaced, right? So, and that's not something that I can answer off the top of my head. It really depends on what our goals are. And we have some ideas, because we co-own properties with the New Jersey Water Supply Authority. And so we already have ideas from goals for that from them, and we also have ideas from our own plans, township plans that we reviewed. So will there be cutting trees? I don't know. Will there be timber extraction? I don't know. Will there be invasive species control? I really hope so. That's kind of where we're leaning on this. And so until we look at the data and formulate our goals and all that, we don't know what the recommendations will be, but we can choose to do or not to do any of the recommendations in the plan.
So none of them are mandatory. Like, in other words, if we were to find there's a certain insect invasion in our property, the state wouldn't say, well, now you have to do something about it, right? None of it is a mandatory situation if we find something.
As far as I know, I don't know about dead and dying trees, if we then have a liability once we know on public lands. But in terms of just having an overarching plan of, you have a deer problem, we're not mandated to do anything because we know we have a deer problem or an invasive problem or anything like that.
So as I read this, this is a creation of a municipal forest stewardship master plan. So it sounds to me like it would be incorporated into the township master plan, or would this just be housed at the Environmental Open Space Commission? The information you're receiving back from the forester who is making the recommendation, where is that information housed, how will it be kept, and will the public be made aware of some of the findings?
Yes, the public will be made aware. Within the scope of work, we have multiple stakeholder and public engagement meetings to help formulate the goals, as well as to look at the draft municipal forest master plan. In terms of the information, I believe the Environmental Open Space Commission will house like the inventory data and all that stuff, and also be the lead on creating the plan. But we will work with the planning board to see how they want to incorporate that into the township master plan.
I wasn't there. I believe Adam, and I don't see Adam Duckworth, the chairman here, but I believe he briefed the planning board
before
on the scope of work, if I recall.
Yeah, just generals, because we didn't have it committed yet.
Yep.
How long is the plan when you get past the inventory part of this? When you actually put together the forestry plan, management of the forest, do you have any idea how long those plans are good for? Are they similar to what private owners have to do, a 10-year plan?
So there are going to be two plans that result from this grant. One is a municipal forest master plan. I don't think that's been done in New Jersey yet, so I can't answer whether it has the 10-year time frame like a forest stewardship or woodland management plan,
right,
or if it's going to be a long-term plan. Because things change and the inventory data gets old, it could have that 10-year lifespan. The forest stewardship plan, which will be separate from the forest master plan, will have a 10-year limit, and that's mandated by DEP regs.
And also, as I understand it, is not having this, let me reword that, having this makes it easier for us to modify or work in our properties, and I'm probably wording this wrong, but I think you know what I'm trying to say here.
It facilitates implementation of any forest stewardship work we want to do. We are regulated by the Highlands, and so there's, I think on public lands it might be a quarter acre or a half acre major development. If we go over that, it is regulated. And so that means cutting, you know, so many trees or herbicide or things like that. That's all regulated. Anything within 300 feet of a flood hazard area or in the freshwater wetlands or transition zone is regulated. That's all exempt under a forest stewardship plan, provided that you follow the forest stewardship plan and use the forestry and wetlands best management practices, which is also outlined in the plan. And so this will allow us to pull out and maybe herbicide, maybe not, but to address invasive species near our streams and in, you know, next to our wetlands and things like that, and something that we would need permits to do right now if we wanted to do it.
So if we had this plan in effect, we wouldn't need any of those permits. We just follow the plan.
Correct.
That's correct.
And that could, down the line, involve planting of trees.
It could. If we have, say we have a property and they find out one of the wetlands is 80% ash and they're all going to be dead in 3 years, and then it will be basically a denuded forest, yeah, then we can plant trees.
And that would be part of the plan.
And that would be what the inventory data will tell us.
See, one of the problems I have, if you look at the Hickory Run Farm, which was purchased by the state, those two fields there, they just let them grow up. They haven't done anything with those fields. So it's being populated by Russian olive and other invasive species. And that's not the type of forest you want to have a healthy and prosperous environment. You got to actively manage these properties in order to get where you want to go in terms of goals.
I wholeheartedly agree. Yes, leaving things alone, nature will take over, but it's not necessarily going to get you where is optimal that we want for humans or for our environment or for anything.
All you have to do is look around and see all the green barberry. Okay, that's an invasive species, and it's difficult to get rid of. And the only way to really get rid of it is to pull the dam out by physical labor. And that's part
of
the...
I'll let you do that.
What's that?
I'll let you do that.
I already have to do it.
But getting a little bit more general, addressing the invasive species, the invasive plant species, is really a lot about forest health, but it's also about our wildlife. And we're a rural town. People love the woods. People love the wildlife. This will make it better. And when invasive species come take over and trees start falling and All we have is autumn olive, Russian olive, barberry, multiflora rose, stilt grass. It chokes everything else out. And you throw in deer on top of that, and nothing else is going to grow, and we're going to lose the birds. We're not going to lose the deer, but, you know, a lot of the wildlife, and I'm thinking birds especially because that's what I know the most, a lot of them are going to just start going elsewhere because we're not taking care of the forest, and that is one of my main concerns.
So any other discussion? Or I think the motion before us tonight would be to endorse the funding request from the Highlands Council Plan Conformance Grant in the amount of $36,250.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for a lot of work behind the statement of work that we provided to us. We weren't asked to put the newsletter on the agenda tonight, but since it was on last meeting and it's something that question comes up regularly, and we were passed out a proposal last week, I wanted to ask a couple of background questions if I could. Back in November, when the prior newsletter editor said that they wouldn't be renewing the contract, they recommended an in-house person who was qualified, who would be good for the position. And within a week of when I heard about it, I didn't hear about it at the beginning, when I finally heard about it, that position was terminated. Is there a reason we didn't consider the – did we fully consider the in-house person to do the newsletter?
I don't know. We were all here.
I mean, before it came to the committee to terminate the position, was that considered, is an in-house position, are you familiar with what I'm talking, you're not aware?
Well, I know we floated the job ad.
Were you aware that an in-house person was recommended by the prior newsletter editor? I mean, Karen, you know what I'm referring to.
I thought that was after the fact.
No, it was, I found out offhandedly maybe 2 weeks before she was terminated, the meeting to terminate her, and I found out, I confirmed it with you about a week before.
I would have to look back.
Okay, so.
It's not something we're at liberty to talk about right now anyway.
You're not at liberty to talk about it? Okay.
No.
Because of the lawsuit that's been filed?
Yeah, if we're going to start talking about the details of pending litigation, we're not going to be able to do that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then we had a proposal in February for that the committee also chose not to act on, which was, as I recall, about $800 more expensive than the person who'd been doing it for a number of years. And much of that increase was because the person applying had to pay for some software. And the committee and I abstained from that because of a different business landlord relationship, but the committee turned that down, and now the proposal in front of us, highly qualified, amazingly professional, master's degree from Columbia School of Journalism, etc., but 50% more expensive than the one that was declined in February. Is this where we're going? I'm just wondering if this proposal is something that's coming back or where we stand on the newsletter.
It's not on the agenda. We were going to put it on for next meeting. Mark and
okay.
I just had a conversation in the hallway about it.
Okay.
We have, but it's not on the agenda, so
we're not
going to talk about it tonight.
We're not considering in-house people anymore. We're not considering the prior proposal. We're now looking for more expensive solutions. Okay.
No,
I just wanted to get an update on where we were.
You're saying these things. We're not saying these things. So
no, those are just facts.
It's not on the agenda.
Okay.
So we're not prepared to talk about it tonight.
Okay. That's where we are then. If there's no other unfinished business, I will turn it over to the administrator's report.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. At our last meeting, I reported that Senator Menendez's office had submitted our grant application for our street improvement project to the Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development. And I am pleased to report that I've been informed by Senator Booker's office, as well as Congressman Malinowski's office, that they also selected our project to submit to the subcommittee. So while nothing is guaranteed, that puts us in a very strong position to get funding. I was informed, however, that this is a long process. The Appropriations Committee will mark up the appropriation bills this summer, and that process will include the consideration of funding for these projects. So the offices have indicated that they will keep us informed, but that really puts us in a very good position to get funding because we have all three of our federal offices recommending our projects. So again, I want to thank you all again for approving this to move forward, and also want to thank our residents, people that submitted letters of support. Also want to thank our representatives, our two senators, as well as the our Congressman Malinowski, as well as our DPW director, and our grant writing consultant as well. So, again, thank you all for putting us in a position to make this happen. We were also awarded a Clean Communities grant for 2022 in the amount of $27,456.77. We also will be conducting a harassment and discrimination mandatory training for employees and volunteers. There are two dates that are options for our employees and volunteers, as well as the committee people. We have June 10th at 10 a.m. from 10 to 11, and we have June 29th, an evening date, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. So if anyone is unable to make those dates, I've asked that they reach out to me, and we will deal with them on a case-by-case basis. Also, with regard to our IT, we are in the process of conducting an IT assessment. We will be going into closed session to discuss some intermediate measures that we need to take for purposes of security. And lastly, you did talk about the DPW position. There was a job posting that was posted in our municipal buildings on the website. The application deadline is June 3rd, but I believe that you have established a date to conduct those interviews for during a special meeting. And that's all I have to report at the moment.
Did they give you any kind of indication when they will deal with those requests for the grant?
Well,
the fall, will it be before the election?
It will. I was told initially they would award, or the funding would be awarded around October, or we would get the funding around October. That's what I was initially told. So I guess that kind of makes sense. If the Appropriations Committee is going to vote on the appropriations during the summer, and then
the awards would
everything
take place in the
fall. Will follow that, yeah.
Probably a couple weeks before the election.
Yeah, usually before the first Tuesday in November.
I don't care when it is, if it's a couple hundred thousand dollars.
I don't care if it's the day before.
So I'm sure we won't decline that.
I don't think we
are awarded it because of an
And it's not an all or nothing thing. They go through it and they can pick and choose if they want
they
to do
could.
It. Because I know it's like over $800,000. But
right, it could be fund. I mean, there are projects that were funded in total. There were projects that even got more. But a lot of the projects got a lot at exactly what they asked for. So I guess it depends on what the Appropriations Committee allot to those projects.
Is that a rolling type situation, or do they do it all at once? In other words, they come out with a big announcement, a huge list of awards that have been made, or is it a rolling type situation? Will they award some of it in August?
No, I think it's one group, because we've all actually, Congressman Malinowski's site, he's already announced all of the projects that he submitted for funding, and our project is on the website. So I was told the senator's office, they will also make an announcement of the group of projects that they're submitting for funding.
Anything else for Ms. Brown? Not then new business. First item of new business, unfortunately, a resignation of a police officer.
Yeah, May 25th, our chief got a resignation letter. I actually want to read it because it's actually a good letter for this individual. Chief Kranz, please accept this letter of notice of my official resignation from the position of patrolman from Lebanon Township Police Department. My last day of employment will be with Lebanon Township will be June 15, 2022. I have recently received an official appointment to the United States Secret Service for position of Secret Special Agent Criminal Investigator. After careful consideration and many hours of thought, I have decided that this opportunity is one I cannot pass up. It has been an honor to serve as a patrolman under your command. The opportunities and assignments which I have been presented with at your agency have been tremendous. Some of my personal favorites include being designated as a background investigator for 2021, hiring process, and being an integral part of department body-worn camera system, something which I truly unique to Lebanon Township, which many other agencies lack. It is a tight-knit group of individuals. This is something from the beginning of my time at the department I have always enjoyed. I would like to help with the transition of my body-worn camera duties along with other duties to make the change as seamless as possible. I hope to be a continued resource in the future for the department if needed. Chief Kranz, thank you again for everything. It is it's difficult to describe the honor, pride, and excitement I felt when I was sworn in as a member of Lebanon Township Police Department. Even though I will not be wearing the uniform much longer, my time at this department will always be special to me. The Lebanon Township Police Department will continue to grow, advance, and overall be an excellent agency which serves the great community of Lebanon Township. I wish you and the rest of Lebanon Township Police Department safety and success in the future and look forward to keeping in touch. Sincerely and respectfully, Hayden Lechner.
Do we make a motion to accept the resignation?
I'll make a motion to accept Hayden's resignation with our congratulations on his advancement to Secret Service.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes, with yes. Regrets.
Next, we have an appointment to the Park Committee.
This is under review with the Park Committee, and they have recommended a new Park member for the Township Park Committee, Tamara Dunning. They feel will be an excellent new member to the Township's Park Committee. And this is a letter from the Chairman, Joanne Letters, asking our appointment of such.
Is there a motion to endorse the appointment of Tamara Dunning to the Park Committee?
So moved.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And we look forward to your service and commitment.
She's the lady in the pink. That's.
And next we have two shared services agreements with the North Hundred and Voorhees Regional High School, both for law enforcement officers in the high schools. Somewhat timely. Because the high school is in the boundaries of our municipality, we supply the security to the high school. And as our chief is here tonight, as we've heard from the chief, Lebanon Township was, number one, ahead of many other districts, both local districts and high school districts, in putting officers in the schools, which is a testament to, I think, to our school board as well as our township. And also, I think we're covered better than many. So the first, we're renewing these agreements for the coming year. The first is for the special law enforcement officers, what are sometimes called SLEOs. These are retired officers who return as so-called Class 3 officers. We have three of the SLEOs in the schools every day, and then the fourth is the next agreement. So we have four Lebanon Township police officers in the high school every day. The agreement that we have before us for the SLEOs is there are no changes to it except rolling forward the dates. The compensation from the high school to the township is not to exceed $69,500 per SLEO. Any discussion on this agreement, or is there a motion to renew the shared service agreement for special law enforcement officer by and between Voorhees High School and the Township of Lebanon for the year 2022-2023?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
There's no further discussion. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. The next is an agreement for a so-called school resource officer. This is a regular officer in our department whose not always the same officer, but the chief assigns an officer on every school day to be alongside the three Class 3 SLEOs. The only change in this agreement is that the compensation for that officer has been increased by 4%. This covers not only the officer, but the overhead, some of the chief's time, of course. There's a car that's usually assigned over there. So the total compensation is $100,352, paid for by the North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School Board. Any discussion or motion to renew the special law enforcement agreement?
I have a question about what efforts, if any, are made in regard to traffic and parking related properties that are near the school.
We have the ordinances.
The ordinance is still in effect. I know there's a sign there about
Box Hollow, Lloyd Road, and Country Woods. We don't have that many problems.
There are cases.
First, with the ordinance out, we used to get it all the time. And once now, like maybe one quarter every couple months, then we go
That's
there.
True.
And the kids know that they can't park there, or
they get in trouble. Sometimes they get a little sign on their car that says this entitles you to one day of free parking, but the next time you're going to get towed.
We make a move and they get to something.
Any other discussion on the shared service for the school resource officer? Or is there a motion to approve the renewed agreement?
I make a motion to renew the agreement for the shared officer.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And that's the end of new business, which takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have one here that's from Gephardt and Kiefer for professional services rendered for the month of February, $1,369.50. I have an additional one here for the Lebanon Township Fire Department, the 2022 annual appropriations for the sum of $95,000.
I have one for Cold Spring Lawn and Landscape. This is in the amount of $6,828.44. This is for finishing up the area around the volleyball courts, which were moved last summer. Finished grade, topsoil, rake, seed hay. Just to make sure everybody knows, most of this was paid for by donated services from Paul Spatz and his excavating company, as well as, I don't know if they want to be named or not, but separate donations for sand and things trucked in. This was just the finished work on that. And then U.S. Postal Service for our meter account in the amount of $2,000.
I have several invoices here. One is from W.E. Timmerman out of White House for $1,568.15. I have a second invoice from Patriotic Office Cleaning for April Library, April Municipal Building, and the Police Department, also of April, $1,405. I have Big State Industrial Supply for apparently gloves, rubber stamp, and pads for $1,154.50. There's another invoice for various parts, which appear to be either automotive. It's Colonial Motors for $1,551.92. I have another invoice here for $4,224.50 from RK Occupational and Environmental Analysts, Inc. And it states it's for indoor environmental quality investigation and sampling of the municipal building between September 2020 and May 2021 for $4,224.50. I'm curious what that's for.
I remember
downstairs when he walked through the whole building.
I remember the committee authorizing a test to see if we had dangerous mold in the amount of $350. And I was told that we did not have any dangerous mold in the building. And so I don't know what we got for the other 4,000.
that the ServPro? Did he contract with ServPro and then maybe the billing went through him instead of ServPro?
We got a separate invoice from ServPro.
This is the vendor you brought in, right? This is the vendor you had a number of meetings with at the time?
Jamie, yeah.
But, I mean, you identified they had done work.
Phillipsburg had used them, right, yeah. And Jamie said he was, you know, he had interviewed a few and that was the one he picked.
And you had a number of meetings with them, right?
Well, Tom had met with them too, I guess.
I just don't know what we got for $4,000.
Well, just didn't call them and.
And I don't know who authorized it.
I didn't sign anything, so.
It looks like it. Most of it's inspection, on-site inspection, 2.5 hours, on-site walkthrough and sampling, professional services. Michael McGinnis.
That's his name. Yeah.
Meredith Dita, environmental scientist. There's a total of 16 hours for Michael, 1.75 for Meredith, and 2 for someone named Adam Simon. Laboratory services. It's a pretty extensive bill. I mean,
I'll call him and ask him.
Well, you were meeting with him a lot, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, I never met him, but I never did meet him.
I met with him. I walked through. Warren was here. Tom took it over with Warren. I was on a call with the three of them when he had buildings and services. So I don't remember a bill like this. So I don't remember any kind of a proposal coming through with a bill like this. Jamie was handling a lot of it.
Do we want to exclude it from this voucher list to do some checking?
That's up to the committee. I mean, this is obviously this stuff took place before I got on this committee, so I have no idea. What this actually relates to, but it looks like sampling of air samples on a fairly regular basis from September through February.
At a minimum, we should know the test results.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing getting any test results or anything like that.
I only heard the result from the first test.
Email threads that can be searched and through the administrators.
Let's pull it off. What's the date of the bill?
I mean, if nothing else, I'd want to see the reports and say we actually got something.
The date of the bill is 2/11/22, but it appears it's from September 2020 to May 2021.
Could be a mistake.
$4,224.90. The bill was actually signed. I thought it was a little odd. June 1st, 2022, submitted. Seems an awful long time to wait.
I mean,
I just want to make sure it's still fresh so we can.
Yeah, the date on this has been signed 6/1. So 6/1. No, this looks like 6/1/22 is the payment record. Has there already been a check cut for this?
We cut the checks before they. Before they come here, so if we hold that, we'll hold the check.
Okay, it's May 24th, 2022. That's when it was actually the claimant signature signed by somebody named Dita. So Meredith Dita or Dita?
Yeah, I don't recognize that name.
Environmental scientist.
They walked through, it's so long ago. I remember when they walked through and they had some people with them, but I don't remember if it was ServPro at the time or if it was some of the. He was taking all the air samples, Mike McGinnis.
Yeah, most of this is in September.
I mean, it's 2 years ago, so we're going to have to look back. I mean, there's a paper trail of what happened and results.
Well, and hopefully who authorized.
Right. Have some recollection of all 6 months.
Okay.
So we're going to hold off on that.
We'll hold off on that one.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
Do you have
any for you?
Nope, none that apply.
So then the total voucher list is $126,233.26, but we will exclude the voucher for $4,224.50 to RK Occupational and Environmental. Is there a motion to approve the amended voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the amended voucher list.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. There is no correspondence on the agenda, so we would open to public comment for any comment anyone would like to make. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, you can come forward.
Hi again, Sharon Petzinger, 320 Dogwood. I'm happy to hear about the Clean Community Grant that we got. I'm not sure how much the $24,456.77, how that's going to be spent. I know there are some mandates that you have to do one litter cleanup a year on public property. And it can be used for litter pickup, for education, and for enforcement, as our chief is here, for enforcement of litter ordinances. And I was talking to a resident about a month ago, and we were just talking about not just litter, but maybe something we can kill two birds with one stone. The litter cleanup I used to do near my house, most of what I picked up were either beer cans or the little Fireball bottles.
Cinnamon Fireball whiskey.
So I'm thinking drinking and then driving is against the law, right? Litter is against the law and against our town ordinance. So maybe we can, maybe not for this year, but for the future grants, figure out a way to enforce litter and try to get more people off the streets when drunk. One of the Clean Community Grants, so it's enforcement, but it's also can be other enforcement as approved by New Jersey Clean Community. So if there are ways we can try to catch people throwing out their Fireball bottles, because I know some hot spots, I'm happy to talk to people about it. And I'm sure the volunteers who have done other litter cleanups know other hot spots as well that we can, I don't know, camera traps, whatever we need, we might be able to get the money to do that. So that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
One of the others is Mount Grove Road. They're heading back to Tewksbury.
Right out here, too. I was cleaning up. I found quite a few.
Thank you very
Cinnamon
much.
Cinnamon Fireball Whiskey.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We will be going into executive session, Resolution 67-2022, two topics, one related to police personnel, where action is anticipated, and the second, as was previewed, information technology services, where action is also anticipated. I can't really estimate. It could be, I would estimate, at least 30 minutes. 30 to 45 minutes, I would estimate, before we come back into public. So with that, is there a motion to go into executive session under Resolution 67-2022?
Make a motion that we go into executive session under Resolution
67-2022. Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we'll ask the public to excuse themselves. Thank you.
This looks like somebody signed a contract for ongoing air sampling.
Yeah.
So I don't know who did that.
I don't know.
Jamie might have, for all I know. He was handling it, so.